It's been nearly two decades since she was in Parliament. Now it appears Pauline Hanson is back. Lexi Metherill reports.
The anti-immigration populist won't receive a warm welcome back to Canberra, but Pauline Hanson doesn't seem to care.
Look, I'm not there to support the Coalition or the Labor Party if they win in government in the lower house. I'm there for the people of Australia. I am their servant. I'm working for them. I'm not working for the major political parties or the UN or the IMF or anyone else.
When she was member for the seat of Oxley from 1996 to 98, Pauline Hanson's primary concern was Asian immigration. Her target now is Islam. She wants a royal commission and a ban on wearing the burqa and niqab in public. And after 18 years of trying and failing to win election at state and federal levels, she looks set to hold a powerful position on the next Senate crossbench, with at least one seat and possibly more for her One Nation party.
Has the Liberal, Labor, Nationals or Greens learned anything? Start listening to grassroots Australians. I don't need to listen to anything, you know. I know what the people are thinking and how they're feeling. So let's get this country on track.
Pauline Hanson's benefited from the lower barrier to entry to the Senate in a double dissolution election. On Sky, the former chief of staff of the former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, Peter Credlin, questioned Malcolm Turnbull's election strategy.
That's the real shame of the double dissolution, was the whole purpose was to clear out the Senate. So Lucky George is a good negotiator, should he get there, but it'll be a tough next 3 years.
One Nation has ranked highly in a number of states, and its strongest showing has been in Queensland. In the far north Queensland seat of Herbert, the party's enjoyed a large swing, which has left Liberal National Party incumbent Ewan Jones in danger of losing his seat.
We've got a long way to go here. Obviously, there is a swing against us, and obviously One Nation has played a role in that. What people like Pauline Hanson offer you to do in a place like Townsville, which is going through some tough times, it's a defensive mechanism that she puts it up and she looks, gives you someone to blame.
Liberal National Ewan Jones, ending that report from Lexi Metherill.